You're listening to SBS News.
There was little left intact after Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302 crashed last March. Just a hole in the ground, a single shoe, some burnt passports, and the mourning families of the 157 people killed on board. Just 6 months earlier in Indonesia, Lion Air Flight 610 had plunged into the Java Sea, killing all 189 passengers and crew. It's long been acknowledged software flaws on the aircrafts, both Boeing 737 Maxes, contributed to the fatal crashes. But now United States politicians have taken it a step further after an 18-month-long investigation that resulted in a 250-page report. The US House Committee found the two crashes were the horrific outcome of failures by Boeing's engineers, Boeing's management, and the Federal Aviation Administration. The report accuses Boeing of cost-cutting that jeopardized the safety of the flying public, a culture of concealment over issues with the aircraft, and troubling management misjudgments. It also heavily criticizes the FAA, which it found guilty of inherent conflicts of interest and whose management was at the behest of Boeing. Aviation safety investigator David Gleave says the extent of the report's findings is distressing.
I think we're all very disappointed to find out that there are so many failures that have been uncovered here.
The report hinted at the too close relationship between the FAA and Boeing and that it wasn't doing its job as an independent regulator. Mr. Gleave says it shows both organisations are in need of change.
The FAA has got a culture problem as well as Boeing, and it's going to have a whole overhaul. I think essentially it needs more funding and it needs more teeth.
Overall, Mr. Gleave says he's unsurprised by the findings, acknowledging putting profit before safety and the close relationship between big companies and regulators is an international problem.
There's always going to be a conflict whilst the accountants are running these companies rather than the engineers. I don't see any real problems that were highlighted in this report that the engineers didn't know about already.
The FAA has responded to the report's findings, saying it will work with politicians to implement improvements, while Boeing says it has learned many hard lessons. But the editor-in-chief of Australia's airlineratings.com, Geoffrey Thomas, says the blame should not only lie with Boeing. He says the report failed to point out important information with regards to the airlines involved.
This company is an outstanding aerospace company, Sure, they've made some mistakes, but they don't deserve this report. And while the report calls about horrific failings, I call the report horrific because of its failings to actually document correctly all the factors relating to these two terrible tragedies. They put no store in the failings of Lion Air and Ethiopian in this report. So again, that's a major failing in this report.
Mr. Thomas says there are problems in the industry more broadly when it comes to airlines cutting costs and cutting corners when it comes to safety and training.
This is a watershed, and it's possibly revealed aviation's not so nice underbelly of low-cost airlines driving training, driving cost to where it shouldn't be.
The entire 737 MAX fleet is still grounded. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.